Welcome to 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. This is Episode 3. I'm William O'Flaherty from the All About Jack podcast. I'm sharing some reflections from the Screwtape Letters. Do you have an opinion of your own talents or abilities? Of course you do. Being the humble person that you are, however, you know you should think you are not very good or bad at something. For only prideful people think themselves as having great ability and say, being an architect or writing poetry, correct? Not exactly. That's part of what Screwtape talks about mostly in the 14th letter, where he tells Wormwood about how hell can twist humility to their advantage. At the end of that letter, he lets the cat out of the bag and reveals that God wants a person to keep their thoughts off the topic of one's own value, but there's nothing wrong with being aware of doing something well, as long as when you acknowledge it, you don't spend much time thinking it. That's because you can keep on improving what you do without reflecting much on how well you do it. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Screwtape first mentions humility in the second letter when he notes that Wormwood's patient, who is a new Christian, doesn't understand what this virtue means. Like most people, he tends to fake it by saying humble things without really meaning it, talking like a parrot might, just repeating what he hears. Getting back to the 14th letter, we learn that the best way to make humility ineffective is to make a person aware of the fact that they are being humble. The devils want to catch a person when they are shown humility and then have he or she reflect on the fact of being modest. Do you get it? Be proud of your own humbleness. But wait, it gets better. If you become aware of that being dangerous and try to repress that pride, then you should be proud of catching yourself. Wasn't C.S. Lewis a genius at how he reveals how sneaky Satan tries to be? In another part of the letter, he has Screwtape admit that God holds that the true end of humility is self-forgetfulness. However, the devils want us to think of it as having a low opinion of our own talents or of our character. Wormwood is also told that the worst thing his patient could think is that he has done better at something than anyone else and know it to be the best and rejoice in the fact without being any more or less otherwise glad at having done it than he would be if it had been done by another. And there you have it, 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. I'm William O'Flaherty, the author of C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. My book includes a topical glossary, a unique feature not found in any other guide. Learn more about it and download a free 20-page PDF sample at screwtapecompanion.com.